Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you so much for joining us today. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email Beth or Marie or both of us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We also do goddess parties, and you can get a hold of us at that email address as well. If you'd like an individual psychic reading with Marie, you can call her at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-900-4136, as well as go on to our website, www.divinegoddessradio.com, and that's where you would sign up for your sessions. And we also have a Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio, as well as the Divine Goddess Healing Center. So welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome to the show. Hope you all had a fabulous full moon and eclipse period. I don't know about you, but I am still getting over it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I'm finally on the up and up. It's like, oh, lordy, 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 lordy. It's been a story, let me tell you. It's been a story. So hopefully everybody else is getting through it.
Better than
we are. Oh, it's making you step out of your comfort zone, isn't it?
Yep, it certainly is. I mean, it's definitely having you reevaluate who you are and what you will allow in your life and what you will not allow in your life. So, you know, it's a good thing, but everything's up for reevaluation again.
Well, I think it's always up for reevaluation. You know, getting to the point of being able to be courageous enough to say, you know what, it's okay for me to say no, and I'm not tolerating that anymore. So it's all about energetic boundaries, it's all about boundaries.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, we have our solar eclipse in 2 weeks. So use this time, everyone, to really decide again. But, you know, because we're always being given the opportunity to really be clear about what it is that we want, what we will put up with, what we won't put up with, and where we want our lives to go and how we want our lives to look. So you have a good opportunity for the next 2 weeks to really, really set the foundation for the rest of the year. So the energy wisely. If you need to sleep, sleep. There's a reason for it. Don't feel guilty. Yeah, just your body's telling you what it needs, so listen to your body.
And you know what, and there's many people who are going through being very sick, you know, whether it's the flu, whether it's cold. I've been fighting colds off and on. It's like, lordy, lordy, lordy. I'm finally starting to feel like I'm alive. Finally starting to feel like I'm alive again. So, trying to think what else everybody else is sitting here saying the same thing to. Everybody's at that poignant part, Beth. I don't know what is going on. I'm doing all my stuff. Why the hell isn't anything happening? It's like, you guys, we're still finishing it up. We're still finishing up stuff. I don't think people realize to the degree of what's energetically going on, the time period of what's going on worldwide. It's not just us, you guys. The world, it's the group collectiveness. So it's getting really... The sacral chakra is being worked on right now, and the sacral chakra is where the inner child is housed. So it's going to be old stories that come up that you're going, crying Moses, when is this crap done? But instead of going and with that attitude saying, instead of going, oh my God, one more time, look at it as going, I have one more time to sit here and reevaluate it, to look at where does this really stem from? And it's lifetimes of the same pattern going on. What do I need to do to be able to finally release it? Then go in and you ask the pattern, are you finally ready to be released? And then you fill it up with, divine love and light. I've had to use Saint Germain and the Triple Flame quite a bit this month. And I'm telling you, holy cow, I've been skyrocketing. So it's also an opportune time for you to call on other sources besides the ones that you're really, really comfortable with. So, like Archangel Michael used to be one of my main guides. So it's like, okay, Michael, I'm great. I need you for protection. Yes, I do. But I need to call on some other individuals. And Saint Germain isn't somebody I have worked with for a year. I haven't worked with him for some time. But I'm telling you, I'm liking what he's doing. So that violet swing is so some nice stuff. There's a lot of reptilian energy that's out there right now that is needing to be put away, but you have to recognize there's a lot of people. You have to be able to recognize it's an energy, that's all it is. It cannot be housed in you if you don't choose to live from your ego. And there is a Facebook thing, and I think you put it on our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio or Divine Goddess, the Divine Goddess Healing Center, but it has to do with, it's a TV show personnel. Conan O'Brien, I think his name is, who interviewed Deepak Chopra, who was talking about Trump and the reptilian energy. Go listen to it. Don't look at it just that he's saying that about Trump. Look at it if any of that rings true for you or people that you might know, so you have a better understanding of where it is that they might be at right now. Hold that love and light for them, because like I said, nobody, all it is an energy, all it is a belief system that they're trying to send to us. That's all it is. But anyways, that's another day, another story. But anyhow,
So,
we've got a
number of callers. I just wanted to reiterate to everybody, though, keep it in the love and light as much as you can. There's no use beating a dead horse, as the saying goes. So instead of just repeating the same negativity, turn it around and try to make something positive. And keep your light bright. That's really what's needed right now. And with events going on all around us, we need to stay light and bright, because that is what is going to negate all those dark forces. And that there, it's coming up for a reason, and we have to all stand together in order to let the light overtake it.
Okay, I'm going to do, because I was drawn to, I'm at the store and Marie's elsewhere. We're not the same place like we normally are. We have no idea who's doing what and what's going to be said. So anyways, I'm reading from the Indigo Angel cards. I was drawn to that, I have to pull them. And this message is going to be for whoever is needing it at this time. You are stepping into your divine purpose. It's not by accident. But you also have to realize that there are steps, very important steps, that have to be taken that cannot be missed out on, because those are opportunities of growth and missed opportunities of opportunity. So divine purpose. We're stepping into what is our divine purpose. And for those of you who are going, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? This is your yes. Also, at the same time, step outside of your box and learn something new. It is time to open up your mind, get it out of the closed-mindedness and staying in your comfort zone. Try something new, whether it's a dance class, an art class, if it's a healing class, do it. Try something different. And just know that you are safe and protected as you try it. So get out there and try. It's about expanding your horizons and that's the only way you're going to let go of fear is you have to step into something new. Step into something new, not something that's comfortable. So anyways, those are your cards, and I know it rang true for many people. I can feel it, and there was some level that I needed to hear this stuff myself. So anyways, let's get on to the callers.
All right, let's grab our first caller here. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, if you're on mute, you're on the air. Okie dokie, we'll go on to the next one. Hi, you're
Hello?
On the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from Indiana.
Hi. What's your question, Liz?
Yes, I'm wondering if my financial situation is going to improve.
I'm hearing yes, it will, but you have to finish up looking at some old belief systems that you have towards money. And it's not going to take a long period. Just write down, journal, and look at what are some belief systems, and it's going to be the first thing that up and pop out on a piece of paper. But change it,
okay.
And then change it. And you look at it as that you already have it, it's already yours, because you're worthy, you're deserving. Think like a millionaire. That's the main thought, is think like a millionaire because you're worthy of having it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's, I heard the same thing. Just let go of any deep-seated fears in relation to money. those are related to those old belief systems. So you just need to release them. You know, anything that you were brought up with in terms of what money represents, let go of those old preconceived notions.
Just say, let it go. I'm done with it.
Okay.
I'm done with it. And then you change the belief system and you fill it in with something positive. You already have it. You already visualize that you're in me. I already have it. And this is how I'm living my life. And it does. It will shift. And that old fear, and you're, it's not going to take you a long time with. It feels like you're so good. I'll keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Okay.
Stay positive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I will.
It'll flow to you once you do that.
Yep. It sure will. It sure will.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Calling in. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay. Let me see if this person's back. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with? Nope. They just don't want to stay mute, I guess. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. This is Regina. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Regina.
My question is, I have a job offer, but I was supposed to start today, but I had to push it back to next Monday. But the thing about it, it's a long commute for me, an hour drive, so it'll be like 2 hours or so to and from, and the pay is not that great. But I know I need a job. I know that. So, and I want to see if the universe sending me another job offer that's closer in location where I'm at with better pay, or should I stay with this one until something else opens?
Yeah, I heard that this is just a stepping stone for you, but
yep, that's exactly what I heard.
Yep. So this job is going to open up the energies for you, and there's something with this job that you're going to get some kind of experience, which is going to lead you to something bigger and greater.
Regina,
okay.
You're going to end up loving it. You're going to end up loving it. And so your guides are saying use this opportunity of bringing a journal on your way there. You're going to have an hour to get there, an hour to get back, and look at it as the people that you're going to be meeting in the process of getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's people that you drive by. But, I'm sorry, you're going to be driving, or did you say you're going to be taking a bus?
Driving. I have to drive there.
It doesn't feel like you're going to be doing it longer than 6 months, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a stepping stone. You're going to learn some valuable information there.
Yep.
So be excited.
Okay.
Present it as you're excited about it so the universe sees that you know it's an opportunity for them.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's why I didn't want to be choosy, even though I need a job. So that's why I was just wondering what the universe was sending me, where this
job
is supposed to go.
This is a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Not going to be as unpleasant as you think it is. It seriously isn't. That hour drive one way and, you know, the 2 hours that you're going to be doing driving is going to be a meditation time for you to get really connected to your heart at a deeper level. So you're going to benefit from it. So keep an open mind and be excited about it. And just say to yourself, I wonder what opportunities are going to be presented to me when I get there. Who are the people that I'm going to meet? You know? So be excited about that because the universe sees that you get it, that it's that's what it's about.
Yeah. I'm hearing there's going to be lots of surprises that you're just surprised all the time, and it's going to be good surprises.
Yeah.
So yeah,
okay.
I mean, yeah, look at it as an adventure, and this adventure is helping you to move to the next step.
Nothing's forever.
Right.
Nothing's forever.
You're definitely right. I mean, because, like, the job is through a staffing agency, of course, with their client that they have on board, and I know the position and probably won't last until maybe May of June, maybe, because of it depends on the audit season that they have. It's an audit kind of healthcare audit place company. So that's why I was just like, right. And that's why it definitely won't last 6 months, because it's supposed to end.
Yep. But it's going to be phenomenal opportunities, like Marie said. Be really excited. It's an adventure, and you're going to be amazed at what unfolds.
Okay.
All right.
Well, all right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank
you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, if you want to call in, 347-327-9360, and we'll grab our next call. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Winnie from Oregon.
Hi, Winnie from Oregon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling in to listen and wanted to say hi.
Oh, well, hi, Winnie.
Hello. You have a question,
and Winnie? I have lots of questions about the energies, and you were talking about them at the beginning, but are there any special ones that affect stomach? You talked a little bit about the sleep, but I've had some stomach and stuff like that, so I just wondered if there was anything that
knew. Yeah, there's a lot of spiritual flu symptoms going around, too, and stomach is solar plexus, and so it's all related to your, you know, everyone with the sacral and the root and the solar. Those are the three that are being affected right now, because we're trying to find our way. We're trying to be who we are. We're making sure the creativity comes in. So the stomach is related to your personal power. So take a look at that.
Okay. Will do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just breathe through it, Winnie. Just breathe through it. We all are. We're all breathing through it. Going, Lordy, 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 Lordy.
Okay.
Yes, we are. We are breathing too. And I think it's a good reminder for everybody to just keep in mind that, you know, this too will pass. But when you have something that's being drawn to your attention on your body, go in and take a look at it. You can actually Google, you know, spiritual meaning of whatever pain there is in your body or issues, and then look at how it's relating to you, so that you can go back in and you can say, oh, okay, well, yeah, I guess this issue is bothering me more than I thought. And then it allows you then to, you know, address whatever needs to be taken care of.
Okay, will do. Thank you. That's good information.
Okay. Well, awesome. Thank
you
so much for calling in.
I'm going to put me on mute and listen to you. Going to listen to the rest of the show.
All right. I'll put you back on mute.
Thank you,
buddy.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.
Do we have other callers?
Yep.
Okay.
Hello. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hello. Are you speaking
to me? Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. Good morning. My name is Teresa. I didn't realize you were speaking to me.
Oh, that's okay. Do you have a question?
Kind of, yes, I do. This past week has been filled with, like, one kind of blind side after the other. I found out my tax return is being held up. My car broke down. My daughter is sick. I mean, it was just like every time, it just doesn't happen too often, but just every angle. I'm not even going to get into the government because that's every minute.
Right.
but it's just like, all right, wow.
Well, yeah, you know, that's part of this eclipse energy that we just had with the full moon, and it's all about when we have eclipses, we get a lot of unexpected and surprise moments because the universe is trying to shake us up. So when we're shaken up like that, there's a theme that's related to it, and you have to look at it and go, okay, what do all these things have in common? What is it that what message is trying to be sent to me? So, for example, this, you know, with this full moon being in Leo, and a lot of this stuff is in relation to relationships, you want to go in and look at, okay, what is it about me and my relationships that I'm being told that I need to pay attention to?
I wouldn't even go to relationships, don't seem, unless you want to say my relationship with my car or my finances, but I wouldn't say it has necessarily to do with people.
But there's also a relationship with self, because your car represents you, and your car represents personal power. Your car represents you being able to have the power to move.
Right.
So, Beth, did you hear any of that? Because I know that you fell
off. No, my phone went off and I fell off. So I'm just letting you talk. So I didn't hear any of it.
Oh, okay. So you just got hit by a bunch of, you know, over the eclipse period. She had like a bunch of things that went boom, 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 boom that happened to her.
Yeah, my taxes got delayed. My car broke down. I mean, on and on. You know, that's just. It's like every time I took a turn on something, or every day something was going on. And that's usually when I get messages or three things happen. It's pretty apparent to me what's going on, but this one just kind of threw me.
Well, and I'm hearing source saying, take a look at some issues that you're really holding really deep in your heart, and you're, because I see your fist at a very etheric level, just closed. So there's some belief systems, and it has to do with the masculine side. Doesn't mean, and it can be men that are in your life. It could be the masculine part of you about taking action in the world. Look at, and I'm hearing the word, I'm hearing closed-mindedness. Again, this is not a criticism from the universe, but the universe says you need to go in and you need to look at how you have viewed the world. There's a part of you, and it feels like there's a conscious part of you, but it's really a subconscious part of you that is very, very fearful of the world and what it has to offer you. This is something to go deep within, go in, journal, and do some really deep self-reflection. The car
I've done that for 35 years. The biggest issue that's shown up in the last week is bullies, how much of an impact they've had on my life.
So then that's what you need to go in and you need to look at it. Because if you're holding on to what they have done, you're giving all that power that you once gave away, because at some level we did. We gave it away. This is, again, I'm saying it as gently as I can. But to go in and reclaim it so that you can look at it, so there isn't a reaction to it, the emotions to it, and you can look at it from a perspective, from a higher place, and look at it, okay, now I'm ready to look at it. How do I grow from this? What did I learn from this? Have I allowed it to hinder me in any way, shape, or form? Have I allowed it to what? To hinder me in any way, shape, or form. Does it help me with learning how to be distrustful? Am I ready to give up that distrust? Because otherwise, we're letting those people who have done that, and all they are is they have inner child crap that's going on themselves, and it was projected onto you. It was projected onto you. But it's an opportunity for you now to go in and look at it and say, no longer let that power stay there. Look at it. Love it. Embrace it. And then finally say, I'm done. I'm not carrying these stories anymore. I'm not carrying them. And all it is a pattern that's going on continuously, on and on and on. And these are, it's just another person who will come in and will be a bully. If you don't look at it, it's still going to continue to remain. So if you've been doing it for 35 years, say, this is my last year. 35 comes the number 8. This is your year.
It's hard
year
to get
of
rid
the
of the president right now.
Oh, I know.
That really triggered, I'll tell you, that really triggered it. After dealing with bullies and getting away from them and then have one in the White House, that didn't help.
Triggering a lot of stuff in a lot of people. But that's exactly, I'm going to get deeper with you now. That's exactly what the dark wants. That's exactly what it wants. So if you allow it to sit here and continue to have a grip on you, guess what? It's winning. So that's where we have to, as
so can you be more specific, because I'm not really walking around allowing it, and these are kind of generalized. These are kind of generalized statements. So I guess what I'm asking is, can you be more specific?
Specifically, and all I see is I'm not getting the details. This is where they're wanting you to really go in and look at to sit down and go, ask your heart, what am I holding? What am I holding on to from my past that has been a repeat pattern in this lifetime from lifetimes that has brought people who have mistreated me in my life, who have whatever your experience has been, go in there and look and say, okay, heart, you have my attention. Excuse me, you have my attention. Now, what do I need to see about the situation? How do I need to look at it? Are you ready to release that, let it go, to heal from it? Are you ready? Because I am. That means we in the human form have to take accountability that, okay, here's a perfect example. You said the president, I'm not saying his name because I'm not giving it any energy, that it's triggered a lot in you. Every time you get really sad or mad or upset thinking about that person being in charge, so to say, that it continues to feed that belief system that's been repeating around and around in you on a cellular level, lifetime after lifetime. It doesn't pay to be good, because there's some level it doesn't pay to be good, because look what happens. You continue to get shit on. And it's like, no, that's not true. There's a lot of crap that's out there that wants to dim your light, that wants you to continue to doubt, that wants you to stay in fear, that doesn't want you to grow, that doesn't want you to think that you're anything special. So you have to go in and you have to do that deep work of what specifically is being held in your heart that you're so holding a grip onto. So explore the
bowl. Do you think that's what's affecting my tax return and car?
The car represents you on a personal level internally.
Right.
So there's a lot of cleanup that you have to do. We're all going through it, sister. You would be amazed at all of our stories. And the tax returns has to do with that's a fraudulent, corrupt system, but it's something that still exists, so we still have to partake in it. How can we change the attitude of how we look at it? How can we change it? It's not going to be around forever.
I don't have a bad attitude of how I look at it. I just thought it was interesting that it was all showing up in the same week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the eclipse and full moon will do that because, you know, we had a very powerful energetic weekend. And it didn't just go away when the full moon started to wane. It's this whole week is going to be highly energetic. So the
thing that resonated the most with me out of everything you said was limiting my movement. That really went right through me. And I would say that had been also the effect of bullies, limiting my movement.
Mm-hmm.
So that really resonated with me. That sounded the most accurate, and that one I really felt. The rest I didn't. But that really hit me. Like, okay, your mobility is getting affected again. You know?
Yeah.
So something for you to explore a little bit further, and, you know, I mean, personally, too, when I have issues with myself and my power and not being able to move forward, every time, every single time. And so when I know when my car starts doing something, it's like, okay, I got the message. Because my car, I have to move around it. It's vital for me. And when I start having issues with that, that's where I know, okay, something's going on here with my personal power. Why am I being held in one place?
Right. That really resonates with me. That really sounds accurate.
Well,
it does feel like just being held in one place.
Well, great. Now you know, go and journal about it and see, you know, what you can, what else can come up that you can release so you can start moving forward.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll know in 5 minutes.
Probably.
You know, you can't ask a question without getting an answer, so, you know. But that really seemed to nail it. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate
that.
The rest of it, now has been a long time, but that movement is really how I feel. So, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's get our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. And what do you have a question?
Yeah, so I would like to know if you see me starting work this month.
I heard yes. It feels like it's the last week of February.
Okay, so I applied for a 6-month contract, a 12-month contract, and a permanent job. Are they giving you any idea which contract or if it'll be the permanent job?
I'm hearing 12 months.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard, 12 months.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Then I should hear from them soon, I'm hoping. I had a phone interview a couple of days ago.
Okay. Can I just give you a suggestion? Just kind of calm your energy down a little bit. It's pretty, it's a little frenetic. So just take a moment to maybe just go outside if the weather's decent, or, you know, just step outside, maybe touch a tree, or just kind of take a deep breath and calm. And just let your energy settle down a little bit.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes
so
when
much.
We're like, you know, that's kind of like stuff kind of gets pushed away from us. So just kind of calm yourself. Put yourself into a calm mood and then just allow everything to come in.
Okay. I'll work on that. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. Yep, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, can you hear us? Okay. I'm hearing something in the background, but I'm not sure if it's the person or if it's you. Beth.
It's me. It's me.
Oh, okay.
I'm busy moving around as I'm doing this.
Hello?
Hi, this is, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Annette. I'm calling from Boston. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Hi.
Very good.
Good.
What can we do for
Annette? Thank you for taking my call. I need some guidance on whether or not I should continue with a friendship or move in another direction.
Okay.
I'm hearing move in another direction.
Yeah, I got a vision of you sitting on a horse.
Come back and learn it if it's meant to be.
I'm sorry, what was that again, honey?
It's a move in another direction, because if it's meant to be, it will come back together later
right.
at a later date after both people have moved and done their work together.
Yes.
I got a vision of you sitting on a horse and slapping the butt and then the horse taking, like, riding off. Okay, well, moving on would be about right.
Yeah, I can't stop doing that. I actually kind of like that. A little different, but I like it.
Yeah. That's what came in. I was like, well, okay, there's no, it's pretty clear.
Oh, I like that. I hear you're going to turn and walk away. You're going to skip away. But no, this one, I'm going to be on a horse and slapping the butt of the horse.
Oh,
I love it. I love it. That's more me. It really is more me. I'm like, see ya.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Do you see someone else coming into my life?
Yeah.
I hope
actually,
he's on a horse, too.
Well, actually, I heard he's a jewel. So, yeah, he's coming.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's good. That's really good. Now, am I going to pick him up on the way as I'm moving away from one situation?
No,
on my
I
horse,
actually see him coming towards you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. So you guys are kind of like doing your stuff, but you're moving towards each other.
That's good. That's good. Will he be this year or next year?
I'm hearing around August.
Wow. Okay, that's good. Oh, that's good. I mean, I'm in no rush. I have a lot to.
Yeah, you have a lot of things going on, so.
Yeah, yeah. I have some stuff I need to take care of, so this is good. Oh, this is very good. Excellent. Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much
Alrighty.
For calling in.
Sure. Okay, many blessings to you both.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me go back to this person and see if they are here. Hi there. You're on the air.
Sorry about that. I had to step out for a minute. This is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I want to ask you, I have a housing appointment coming up on Wednesday, and I wanted to know if it was going to go okay.
A housing appointment?
Yeah, they're going to go over all my checking accounts for the last year and everything.
Oh, okay.
If that's going to go in my favor.
I'm hearing it's going to go in your favor and more.
Oh, okay. Because I had too much money in there, and they just go on kind of, but, you know, my sister had given me money and, you know, lent me money and stuff, and so it shows a lot of money going in and out, and I was just kind of cautious, yeah,
mm-hmm.
kind of worried a little bit.
Beth, are you getting anything?
Oh, nope, I heard the same thing. It's, everything is going to be just fine, not to worry about it.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Can I ask you another quick little question? Do you have time? I just wanted to know about a relationship, if you see anything in that field.
Let's see. They're saying get your move done first.
Oh, I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay in the same place.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. They're saying to get your move done first. So
you
have to look at that
and
say, okay, what is it that you're moving?
Yeah, maybe I'm going to move a lot of my old clothes out of the closet.
That could be. Reorganizing your life to let someone else in.
Yes.
Have you done that? Have you done that part of moving stuff around to allow a person to come in?
Well, yeah, I made the living room and the kitchen and the dining room very lovely. But I just have a lot of clothes that I've got to, you know, get rid of in the closet. Yeah, there's probably no room for him in the closet.
Yeah.
His place.
Yep.
Exactly. He doesn't have to come to my little apartment. Oh, God.
Yep. So just get your move done. Get your stuff ready for him and open it up.
All right, I'll do that. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so
bye-bye.
Much for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We got one more person online, so let's see if they're going to come back. Hi, you're on the air. Did you want to ask a question?
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
How are you
Hi,
today?
Wendy.
Hi. Nice to meet all of you. And I'm seeking employment. I have manifested some very nice opportunities, and I'd like to know if one or more of them will come to fruition, hopefully before the end of this month or soon after. The companies are Franklin Templeton and HealthNet. I took a test for Pacific Gas and Electric, and I passed. That would be a real good job. I took a test for SMUD. I'm not sure I passed that test, but it would pay very well. And then the other one is called Owen Dunn. And then there's also the City of Sacramento that I'm going to apply for in about half an hour.
I think the lightest one that I felt was the third one, the Pacific, something Pacific.
Oh,
one that
Pacific,
you passed the test for?
When you say lightest, what does that mean?
that's like when you were naming off the names, they felt heavy to me, so that wasn't a didn't feel like a good connection with that place.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And then when you stated that name, that felt very light. Like that would be a if that's for your highest and best fit, so to speak.
Okay, because a truth I have is it's not just about the money. It's about what is for my highest good. Will they respect me and treat me with kindness?
I'm hearing yes at that place.
Okay. And will I hear from them this week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And yep. Do you see me start, when do you see me working for Pacific Gas and Electric? And if so, will there be longevity?
They're saying yes, and I'm seeing that it's a long term. They're saying long term.
That's great. Will I start by the last day of this month, or would it be the next month?
Did you pick up anything, Beth?
You know what? I'm not picking up on anything.
Let me see. I wanted Beth to have a in case she was
I'm doing so. Come on over. He's got it. He's got it.
Okay. So I'm hearing month and a half that you'll start.
Okay. All right. Well, then that would take me to the end of March, early April then.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, as long as I get activity, like an invitation for an in-person interview and that they keep in contact with me regarding the next step, then I'll, because I financially, I need to get some money coming in immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just let the worry go. Let that worry you know, release it. It's hard, but you have to keep that. You have to act like you already have it, and visualize
yeah.
yourself there, so that you know you can keep manifesting it.
I am okay. That sounds like good advice. And they say it's part time, but they pay so well, and I hear that there's opportunity for overtime. But I don't know what part time is because. To Pacific Gas and Electric, if it's 32 hours a week with the rate of pay that they offer, I would make it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's 20 hours, then it would be tight. But as long as they would give me more hours permanently, you know, within a few months, I would still make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all I'm hearing is that that's up for negotiation. So when you go in, you can negotiate all of that.
Okay. All right. And
okay.
Do you get
well, good
an
luck.
Idea? Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Well, if you want to ask a question, 347-327-9360. Beth, do you have anything else that you'd like to state? Are you even here?
I've just been sitting here
See,
listening.
People, this is why Beth and I usually have to be in a room together. So I can keep her grounded.
Beth was like a little squirrel. Look at that. In the office table. So you sit there and look at. Boo.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Well, no,
yeah.
I noticed there's a common theme. Again, it's about money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you guys, I personally get how everybody feels because even though I've got a lot of stuff that I'm doing, you know, it's about divine timing right now, and it's getting out of the way, and it's trusting. And when you're in that stuck, still, and stagnation, get out of the panic. Panic is just going to sit here and put an abrupt halt to it. So, this is where I can't tell people enough. Journal, journal, journal. Get outside, get outside, get outside. And just go within. There's work. Whether or not people heard all the messages, that's one thing. But it's like, you guys, this is deep-rooted, sacral and root chakra stuff that the universe, all of us, the group consciousness is working on right now. It's the way that we, it has everything to do with how we exist in this world. It's our foundation. It's also about money. And the sacral chakra is about how are you showing up in the world? How are you expressing yourself divinely? Are you coming from your heart or are you coming from fear? So instead of getting upset just because it's one more round, it's not a criticism. The universe isn't here to criticize us. It's saying we love you that much, and even though you think you've done all your work, you've got a good portion of it, there's still work to do. Because I'll tell you right now, if you think you don't have work to do, you are kidding yourself, because you will have no work until you cross over, and then you'll be doing work then too. But I don't care how spiritually evolved you are, we are here. That's the reason we're in human form. It's called, this is how we grow. It's all life lessons that are being presented to us right now. So get out of the fear of the money. Things are going to work out. Miracles cannot occur if you sit here and you're scared. The universe is not going to purposely put you out on the street. So just think and remember that. Think about that and remember that. You know, there are things, this is an opportunity for maybe you have an opportunity to be presenting to you that you need to reach out to somebody else to help you. And maybe it's a time for you to heal a relationship that you thought was over and done with. And it's not about money, but asking people, you know, for assistance. And anyways, just stay out of the fear. Stay out of the fear. Go in your heart and get clear in what you want to manifest in your life. I personally want more joy. I want more happiness, personally and professionally. That's all I've ever cared about. I just want to love what it is that I do. I want to be excited when I go to bed at night to get up in the morning. And when I get up in the morning, I want to be excited about the day that I am going to go and do whatever. But my day is always going to involve kids first and foremost. And the adults in between are, you know, as long as I have pleasant adults. And this is a perfect opportunity, get out of victimhood. I heard a lot of, there was a lot of victimhood on the phone that there's an energy. It's just like, look at it and let it go. Look at it and then let it go. So anyways, I said my mouthful.
Well, that's very important, because when you do recognize that you are playing victim and then you're really conscious of it and you switch that around, that's
mm-hmm.
when your energy frees up. And, you know, it is hard right now because all of us, I think we have a vision for really what it is that we want to do and where we see ourselves, but it's not moving as fast as we want it to. We're very, very, very impatient as humans. So don't give up. Keep working hard. Because right now, there's so many planetary configurations that are in the works right now. And, you know, we're being recognized for our hard work. But if you give up, you're not going to get rewarded for it. So keep doing what you've been doing. Keep working hard. Things will shift. Things are going to shift. People are going to be very happy. But you just have to keep moving forward. You can't drop things. You can't give up. You can't be frustrated, even though these are all perfectly normal human emotions. But
I
really
believe that we need to hold on to what we're doing for till April, May, before we see a lot of stuff really flowing through. I really do believe. So, you guys, it's not going to last that long, you know?
It's not. But just rise. I mean, really get through. If you're feeling frustrated, stop from it. Go take a walk or jump on a bike or dance or do something that will change your mood and uplift your mood so that you can switch yourself out of it and then just keep moving forward.
Exactly.
So,
and just know you're not in it on your own. If people are going through it at their own different levels, you guys. And if you think it's pretty on the other side that somebody's not going through stuff, you're kidding. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yep. Okay, we have one last question in the chat room.
Okay.
From Reba Ann. And she said, a friend is losing her housing due to a combination of things. She was going to move into her mom's but can't now. Do you see any options other than my house for her coming?
Oh,
my God, that's so funny.
That's funny. Okay. Well, interesting.
We're not laughing at your friend's situation, just so you know.
No, we're laughing because there's we know somebody going through something similar. So, anyway. So, let's see. Okay. Other than my house. Okay. Let's see, Reba. Has she looked into some kind of government assistance? Because that's coming up for her, where she can go and get assistance because she does qualify. So maybe suggest that to her. Have her look into a couple of different scenarios regarding assistance. What are you getting, Beth?
I seriously am hearing that she's going to be living with you, but it's not going to be long term. It's going there's going to be a big shift in the relationship, but it's deep. It's not just about the two of you. It's about what that situation is representing to both of you, and that's where the shift is going to happen, and it's going to be a big necessary shift. I'm not hearing the assistance thing. I'm not hearing that at all.
Yeah, because she did apply for subsidized housing and she got rejected for bad credit. So,
yeah. I'm hearing it won't be any more than 3 months. But believe it or not, you're going to be able to make it. It's going to be. It is going to be so worth that. But it's going to be this massive shift within the both of you. And it's not just about your guys. It's not just about the two of you. Your relationship. It's on a very, very deep level. You both need it. So keep us up to date on how it ends up going. But just remember, keep an open mind. Don't look at it. She drives me crazy. It's not easy for her to have to look at you for that help as well either. You know, but with that, it's going to help shift some belief systems in her. It's going to shift some belief systems in you. Then you both are going to end up benefiting in the end. But it can be to where you have it to where she's paying you money to stay there. So it can be a win-win, you know. Mm-hmm. Depends on how you choose to approach it.
Yep. But I'm also hearing, too, if she's going to be staying with you, though, she should continue to keep looking into her options, though, because something's going to pop up where she's going to be able to go out back out on her own. And as Beth said, it's only for 2 or 3 months, so it's not long term.
Yeah. No, it's not long term. I literally don't see it any longer than 3 months.
Yeah.
And that 3 months, believe it or not, will go really well. As long as, you know, you keep an open mind and you guys are adults, you do your own thing, she cleans up after herself, et cetera, et cetera. Just define the rules on, you know, what you are expecting.
Exactly.
So.
So, I hope that helps, Reba. So, thanks for the question. And I think we don't have anybody else in queue. So, thank you all, everyone, for joining us today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we will catch you in a couple weeks. Have a good rest of the day.
Bye-bye. Bye.